From American Jazz Radio.
Rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept trying. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Nick Shan. Parker, Press, and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Dender Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassey. Now this week we celebrate the music of Kansas City jazz singer Kevin Mahogany with our special guest, the man himself, Kevin Mahogany! And now please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete Weber!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, Pete, I've got something for you. I don't know if you heard that George Zimmerman was arrested after his girlfriend called 911 during a domestic dispute. Yeah, apparently the local neighborhood watch has been replaced by, you better watch your ass in this neighborhood, George Zimmerman.
Yeah. And according to a new study, men have bigger noses than women because men's bodies need more oxygen to feed their greater muscle mass. Yes. On the other hand, most women have smaller noses because they have to smell men.
And speaking of things that smell funny, the Texas Board of Education is dropping Algebra 2 as a requirement for high school graduation. Apparently, Governor Perry supports dropping any class that makes you count past three.
You know, it's so good to have you all with us. Wherever you're listening, we hope you have a good time. You don't need math for this show to be enjoyable. Here goes a, joining us, the trio, is a Sylvester Kiner composition, Bluesville. Thank you.
the 12th Street Jump Band.
Now this week, we celebrate the music of jazz vocalist Kevin Mahogany. Born right here in Kansas City, Kevin studied piano, clarinet, and saxophone. He performed with local jazz bands and even taught music while he was in high school. He attended Baker University, where he performed with both instrumental and vocal ensembles and helped form a jazz vocal group. A friend of former Kansas City Chief lineman Will Shields, Kevin considered a career in pro sports before getting his doctorate in music and English drama.
Following graduation, Kevin returned to Kansas City, where he attracted a local following as a jazz vocalist. In 1991, he was featured in a big band recording by celebrated pianist and arranger Frank Mantis. Kevin released the album Double Rainbow on the Engine label in 1993, followed by a self-titled disc that won him critical acclaim and prompted Newsweek magazine to hail Kevin as the standout jazz vocalist of his generation.
A prolific recording artist and performer across the country and around the world, Kevin still takes time to share his knowledge with students as a teacher at the Berklee School of Music, the University of Miami, and his alma mater, Baker. Kevin Mahogany was featured in two major film releases, Robert Altman's Kansas City and Clint Eastwood's Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Kevin Mahogany. To get that job done, we're going to need a wonderful vocalist, and that would be our very special guest, Mr. Kevin Mahogany.
Welcome to 12th Street Jump, Kevin. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
So you've been in Kansas City before?
Yeah. Come through every once in a while.
I was about to say, what's it like coming back? Are there a lot of changes?
There have been quite a few changes, yeah. But some good, some not quite so good, but we can work with them.
It's awesome to have a Kansas City native come back to 12th Street Jump, because wherever you listen to us, there's a bit of Kansas City in everything we do. Kansas City jazz, huh?
That's right. When you say you're from Kansas City and you say you do jazz, you better do it right.
It's like barbecue.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you maybe thought to yourself, wow, I might be as good as people tell me, or I might be able to do this?
Well, that's actually kind of a tough question, because it wasn't here in Kansas City. Actually, the first time I thought I might be okay was I was traveling with a group, and I was actually in Montana.
Oh, big jazz place, Montana.
Well, but let me tell you why I thought I might be successful, because I didn't have any friends, anybody I knew in the audience, and they still applauded.
That's like when you move, the people that help you are your real friends.
That's right.
Those ones that stay at home that all of a sudden got sick, yeah. And you know, behind every good man is a good woman. And I heard that this young lady, so he arrived in Kansas City. Kevin got here first and went to pick up your wife at the airport. And you had barbecue waiting in the car at midnight.
That's right.
So behind every man's a good woman and a good man right here. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Joe, what tune are we going to get started with?
This is a Kevin Mahogany original composition, and this is for any musician that's ever spent any time in a recording studio will understand what Kevin's talking about when he calls this tune Fix It in the Mix.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, man came up to me when I finished my last show. He said, "You know, son, you got the talent to go far. Won't you sign this deal with me, and I'll make you a star." Deal was done, the paperwork signed. Musicians were hard at work, you see, the studio was mine, all mine. Music flowed, and then we ran into a glitch. He said, don't worry about it, son. We can fix it in the mix. You gotta be that just won't bop. You got a blues that you wanna get super hot. Well, don't worry about it, baby. 'Cause we can fix it in the mix. You got a song that just won't swing. Lord knows that you tried just about everything. Don't worry about it, baby, 'cause we can fix it in the mix. You see, the rhythm section's jumping, but the groove is missing something. You know you wouldn't mind if the drummer could only keep time. You got a groove that just won't move. Or maybe it's just a simple piano etude. Well, don't worry about it, baby, 'cause we can fix it in the mix. Yeah. Guitar's just a little bit loud. Can't you hear the bass? It's all out of the groove. Maybe it would help just a little bit if he could read the music on this tune. You got a beat that just won't bop. Best saxophone player in town, if only his solo would stop. Well, don't worry about it, baby. We can fix it in the mix. I said, don't worry about it, baby, 'cause we can fix it in the mix. Well, don't worry about it, baby, we can fix it in the mix. Oh, yeah, just right there. Now, you got it. You got it. You cooking, bro. Yeah. Now, be careful now. Don't. Well, not quite. That's not quite what I had in mind. But, yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, don't worry. We'll fix it in the mix.
Yeah. How about Kevin Mahogany, everybody? Huh?
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got in bed? Who hocked his microphone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as wasted as Charlie Sheen or as basted as a Thanksgiving turkey, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our special guest, Kevin Mahogany, the blues. So, Kevin, I'm going to ask you some serious questions. I demand serious answers.
Okay.
Where were you born?
Right here in Kansas City at Research Hospital. Yeah. Thank you.
Who or what was your biggest musical influence?
Well, for me, you know, it's actually the 60s Motown music. Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
This was a little tougher. I'm an international gourmet. So I like gnocchi. And from Russia, I like solyanka. And my favorite dish is beef stroganoff.
Where's your favorite place to perform?
Wherever they pay me.
Yeah. We know you're a good singer. You play any instruments?
Well, you know, I played saxophone in high school and marching band, and I took piano lessons when I was much younger, you know, from elementary school. And finally, my principal instrument, though, was clarinet, and I even ended up teaching clarinet lessons even while I was in school.
Okay, you're just showing off now.
Okay.
And you were in the movie Kansas City.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was a great experience for me, playing you know, a character based after Big Joe Turner, who was also around from this Kansas City area.
Okay, talking about Big Joe, do you have any nicknames?
No.
Okay. And what was the first label you ever signed with?
Well, I was fortunate enough to sign with a label out of Germany called Inja.
Cool.
Okay, now for the most important question. What gives you the blues, sir?
Today's pop music gives me the blues. Oh.
Pearl, why don't you get us started singing Kevin Mahogany's blues, huh?
Born at Research Hospital, KC's the place that Kevin loves. Grew up on Motown music, it fits him like a glove. And you will never guess his nickname, it is none of the above.
When Kevin's tummy rumbles, solyanka makes it quiet. It's a stew of beef and cucumbers. You know he's on a Russian diet. And that's why he'll play any gig, so he can afford to buy it.
Kevin started on piano, then put it on the back burner. Picked up clarinet and sax. That man is one quick learner. Bob Alton said, put that stuff down, just scat like Big Joe Turner.
Kevin has European tastes, he likes that beef stroganoff. A German label signed him when his career was just taking off. He had moved there. He would have been there, David Hasselhoff.
Pop music gives Kevin the blues. It's worse than karaoke. Don't ask him to listen to pop. He really thinks it's hokey. It makes him stop eating and stuff his ears with potato gnocchi.
Don't go anywhere, all. We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Junk.
Live on 12th Street Junk, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, for decades, this is the place to be, and we're going to keep the party going with Kevin and the Trio on a Kevin Mahogany original. This one's called I'm Still Swingin'.
Thank you.
Some cats work from 9 to 5, change their life for line of jive, never had foresight to see where those changes had to be. Thought that they had heard the word, thought it all died after bird. We're still swinging. There are those who stayed around, came up with a brand new sound. Miles would set the band to groove, 'cause music makes the people move. But not everybody got the word, thought it all died after bird. We're still swinging. So Jazz has been around a while, kicked around but held a style, picked up everything you hear, to put a fresh new sound in your ear. But not everybody got the word, thought it all died after bird. We're still swinging, now we've laid it out for you. So what are we supposed to do? Keep jazz alive, yes we can. Break new ground, that's our plan. But not everybody got the word, thought it all died after bird. We're still swinging.
And now as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think turkeys had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Harry Reid went nuclear, a move that had some luster. From 60 votes to 51, that's all he has to muster. Then he can tell Ted Cruz, it's time to sit down, Buster.
Canadians hate Rob Ford. Their mayor's a pain. Toronto's fearless leader, he doesn't have a brain. But compared to the U.S. Congress, he doesn't look that insane.
Keeps climbing higher, Republicans are pissed. This makes it hard to call Obama a socialist.
If dogs won't lick your face, you've got too many bad tattoos. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Kevin Mahogany recorded this tune by Kansas City-based pianist Russ Long in his 1994 release, Double Rainbow. Now here's Mr. Mahogany to sing Save That Time.
Days go by so fast, seems to me
we're never really free. Some things shouldn't matter quite so much. Some should never be. But one fine day, you will look to me. We'll have moments, two or three. Keep me close to where you run to hide. I'm never hard to find. Just take your time. But save that time for me. For me. Days go by so fast, it seems to me. Matter quite so much. Some should never be. One fine day, you will look to me. We'll have moments. We'll have moments. Two or three. Keep me close to where you run to hide.
I'm never hard. I'm never hard to find. Just take your time and save that time for me. For me.
How about Kevin Mahogany, huh?
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to listen to what David tells us about what's going on in jazz. David.
B.
What's going on?
Well, we have Kevin Mahogany here tonight, so
does it
get
what's
any going on in jazz. You know, and it's Black Friday Eve.
Wow.
And you know, like, if you're anything like me, I'm going to go out about 11 o'clock tomorrow night in the freezing cold, and I'm going to look for this CD, Kevin Mahogany's Kansas City Jazz Orchestra Christmas, because, you know, I want good music to shop by and all that. It's got all the cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cary Strayer.
Cary Strayer, wonderful arranger, wonderful, incredible musician.
Yeah. This is available just about everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, you can get that anywhere.
Two more great CDs out by Kevin right now. Kevin Mahogany, Old, New, Borrowed, and The Blues. And Kevin Mahogany with the Dave Stryker Organ Trio. Next Time You See Me. Oh,
yeah.
Swinging stuff.
Things won't be the same.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Kevin Mahogany, y'all.
All right.
Yeah. We're celebrating some birthdays this week. Dave Brubeck, Wynton Kelly, bassist Art Davis, Miroslav Vitus, born this week. How about drummer Eddie Gladden? We remember soulful vocalist Lou Rawls, on the anniversary of his birth. And happy birthday to vocalist Cassandra Wilson and guitarist Jim Hall. And you can go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com, and learn more about all these artists, learn more about us. Check out this week's Blues in the News on our own YouTube channel. It's happening in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
Yeah.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch and tip your hands up, baby, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at jazz and blues clubs near you. So this week, check out the ASU Jazz Repertory Band at the Nash in Phoenix. Colorado jazz fans, don't miss Playing for Change at the Fly Me to the Moon Saloon in Telluride. And in Atlanta, Blair Crimmins and the Hookers are putting on a Dixieland jazz show at the Variety Playhouse. That's a real good band.
Oregon cats and kittens should find their way over to the Secret Society Ballroom in Portland for the Libertine Bells.
But don't tell anyone.
I won't.
Shh.
It's a secret. And the innovative group, The Bad Plus, bring their show to Berlin Theater in Princeton, New Jersey.
And on December 20th, we'll be at the Unity Temple on the Plaza in Kansas City to tape a special 12th Street Jump featuring alto sax man Bobby Watson and his wife Pam. And just try to keep up with Kevin Mahogany as he hits the East Coast, crosses the ocean over the next few weeks. You can check out his website, kevinmahogany.com, for all his latest news and updates. No matter where you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Kevin and the band with another great Kevin Mahogany original, Tony Bennett Never Calls.
You know, I sang the world over, small clubs to grand concert halls. One thing still eludes me. Tony Bennett never calls. You know, he's made these albums of duets. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Sang with the likes of K.D. Lang to Diana Krall. I'm sitting waiting by my telephone, but Tony Bennett never calls. No. He never calls. You see, he left his heart in San Francisco. Yeah. That made everyone wanted to go and visit down by the bay. But you see, if I had just a few minutes alone with him, well, I know just what I want to say. Yeah. I'd say, Mr. Tony Bennett, you know you're a class act and you're loved worldwide. And when you sing, everyone has a ball. But I've just got one question for you, if you don't mind. Why is it that you never call? No, you never call. No. You know we got a lot in common. Yes, we do. Both singing jazz and swinging the blues. I know if we had just one chance to work together, it's a combination that just can't lose. No, you see, I've sang the world over. Small clubs, grand concert hall. There's one thing that still eludes me. Tony Bennett, well, he never calls. I said, Tony Bennett!
His music. But just how well do you know Kevin Mahogany? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
It's a What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last, like Dick Cheney giving his daughters a sex talk. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions, Bobo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens. Welcome to So What's Your Question. Pearl, why don't you introduce our contestant?
Our contestant is someone who should know everything there is to know about Kevin Mahogany and his music. Please welcome Kevin Mahogany.
Hi, Domo.
That's Bobo. Pearl, why don't you tell Kevin and our listeners this week's So What's Your Question categories?
Glad to, Hojo. The categories are: You've Got What It Takes, Now Give It Back. I'm Walking, Cause I Lost My Keys Again. And Fools Rush In When Congress Is In Session.
I'll try You Got What It Takes, Now Give It Back for 25, Slow-Mo.
That's Bobo.
Oh, okay.
The answer is Wild Honey. So what's your question?
Well, that's easy. What song by Van Morrison did I record on the 1998 release My Romance on Warner Brothers?
I'm sorry. The answer is Wild Honey. The question we were looking for is, what do bees make after stinging Miley Cyrus? Okay, Kevin, pick another.
How about I'm Walking for 50, Bosco?
You know, if you weren't so big, I'd tell you. Okay, the answer is Still Swinging. So, what's your question?
Well, again, that's pretty easy. What song from my 1996 Warner Brothers debut album did I...
No. Good try. Still wrong. The answer is Still Swinging. The question is, what will A-Rod not be doing next summer? Why don't you pick another, Kevin?
How about Fool's Rush for 100, Coco?
Okay, now listen here, buddy. The answer is My Romance. So, what's your question?
No problem. Which of my recordings featuring Bob James on piano?
No. That was this close. The answer is My Romance. The question is, what does Anthony Weiner call his cell phone bill? And you know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. You got 10 seconds to complete the titles of the following Motown songs for the millennial generation. Ready?
Ready.
Great. Heard it through the...
NSA.
Correct. The tears of a...
Boner?
Boehner, that's Boehner. We'll take that. Baby, I need your...
Hashtag.
Correct. Yeah. I second that.
Emoticon?
Correct. Papa was a...
sperm donor.
Correct. Ain't too proud to...
twerk.
Judges? Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Don't quit your day job. That's all the time we have. Thanks for playing...
What's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
Now here is our own Nedra Dixon and David Bassey to join Kevin Mahogany on another tune by Kevin, Kansas City, Born and Bred.
Born and bred, I like my blues to swing and my jazz straight ahead. That's right, baby. Kansas City, born and bred. That's where we swing the blues and keep our jazz straight ahead. Kansas City, 18th and Vine. Come on down, I'll make sure you have a real good time. That's right, baby. Kansas City's got its own style. Why don't you come on down and stay with me for just a little while?
Went to New York City, had my share. Came home to Kansas City, cause there's none to compare. Kansas City, KC, Bowen and Bred. I like my jazz sizzling hot and my party dress is red.
Kansas City in the middle of the land. We got the singers and we got the band. Count Basie, the bean, the hawk, and the bird all started traveling just to spread that word, yeah.
I know it must be Bryant's for you. Kansas City, best barbecue in the world. Why don't you come on down to Kansas City and give us a twirl? Kansas City, born and bred. I like my blues to swing and my jazz straight ahead. That's right. Makes no difference where I roam. I'm always back to Kansas City, cause Kansas City is my home. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Kevin Mahogany, give it up for none other than Mr. Kevin Mahogany.
And how about the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Conrad at the piano. How about David Bassey and Nedra Dixon, everybody?
We had help from audio engineers Chad Mice, production assistant Brenda Hayes, Jacob Tamer, and our director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of the lives in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com, Christine Garvey and the folks at Unity Temple on the Plaza, and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to check us out on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, and go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for our show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of Connie Boswell of the Boswell Sisters with our special guests, Victor and Penny. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week right here on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!